On the 28th of January, an 8-month-old baby girl in New Delhi was raped by her 28-year-old cousin, who confessed to the horrific crime. The abuse resulted in external and internal injuries that were so severe she required 3 hours of surgery. The cousin was arrested and charged under the 2012 Protection of Children Against Sexual Offenses Act, also known as the POCSO Act. The news of this incident resulted in a public outcry and demonstrations demanding more police resources to address child abuse cases, faster prosecutions, and harsher punishments for perpetrators. Anuja Gupta, founder and head of India's Rahi Foundation, which focuses on women survivors of sexual abuse, said in 2015 that many parents are reluctant to admit abuse takes place within families and described the underreporting of cases as a conspiracy of silence. I'm Fatima Mendez from UN News. I recently spoke via phone with Dr. Jasmine Ali Haque, the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, representative in India. Dr. Haque holds degrees in medicine and surgery, as well as health systems management. I started by asking her to outline UNICEF's response to this latest incident in India.
Really, it's good that you bring attention to this subject. In India, this is one, sadly, of many, many cases. In this case, we've seen that very swift action has been taken. The perpetrator has been identified. The course of the law is taking place. But it's much more beyond that. That's what is needed, is that public outcry to say, no, this cannot happen, not to my daughter, not to anybody else's daughter. In December last year, there was quite a high-profile case of where an 8-year-old girl was raped and brutally murdered. Her family, who are a very poor family, and they really refused to go ahead with any funeral or cremation rites till the police had done the postmortem, till they were sure that whatever evidence would be needed to help identify the perpetrators would be taken in hand. And that's where the action, where families are coming together, where communities are coming together to say no and to push for implementation of the law is so important. In India, we are fortunate that through the various legislation that has been adopted, there is very strict measures of how such cases will be dealt with, how they need to be investigated, how the family would be supported, how the child would be supported in terms of psychosocial support, in terms of them not being re-harassed during any form of legal procedure. The challenge, of course, is to get the reporting and to get the proper implementation of the various legislation in place.
How is UNICEF working to address these issues?
So UNICEF has been working very closely with the judiciary in the design of what is called the POCSO Act, which is the Prevention of Child Sexual Abuse and Exploitation. And also to look at the implementation of the Act in terms of orientation of the various levels of judiciary, working with NGOs and other civil society partners to be part of a broader stakeholder group who are available to provide the support services that are needed. Also in all our work, it's to get the message out and really to have an environment or to nurture an enabling environment in which children know where and how to seek help as needed. Importantly, also to work with community groups to address the whole issue of prevention. We have seen an increase in the number of cases being reported, whether it's an increase in numbers overall or because of the awareness that more cases are reported. That's always a combination of the two. However, it's very important that the same message on prevention is going out in all fora, and how to seek care should there be an occurrence. That is really important. How we break the stigma on cases that are reported, how we move away from the child being a victim to the child being a survivor, and the type of support that is needed for the child and her family or his family in recovering from such a horrendous incident that they face.
You mentioned right now helping with the stigma of reporting. According to the Indian National Crime Record Bureau data, there was an increase of more than 82% of incidents of rape of children in India in 2016 compared to 2015. And some new reports signal this as a worsening of the problem or as an increase in child rape. I spoke with two Indian doctors that were born, raised, and practiced medicine in India, and they're currently working in the U.S. They told me that in their experience, child rape is not new in India. They said it was prevalent and that there has been an underreporting of these cases because there's a societal stigma on individuals that report child rape. Do you agree with the two Indian doctors regarding the prevalence of child rape and the cause for underreporting of these cases?
Absolutely. That's very true. And more working on the acceptance of the fact that it is not the child's fault and action does need to be taken is so important. In police stations, when I've discussed with police on how they take the work forward, one of their frustrations is the fact that cases get withdrawn. Withdrawn because, again, especially when it's within the family, family members put a lot of pressure on the child and the parent not to take action further. I've heard of a school teacher whose own child was abused by her father. And when she took action, it's only because the school came forward and supported her. And the fact that she had some economic support, that she was able to really address that stigma and keep on with the case and take it through the legal system. So it's very important that we create that awareness and that sense of it is not acceptable.
So how can UNICEF, other UN agencies, and the Indian government itself address social stigma? Is it by campaigns? Is it by showing that it's important, that it has to be reported? How do you beat this conspiracy of silence?
This conspiracy of silence has to be beaten on a number of fronts. One is very much the public awareness creation. The second is creation of awareness in schools, especially in institutions where children come together, where teachers have a strong role to play. It's important to build awareness in the health system, with the judiciary, with the police, in whose contact the children and the family come into when there is a case so that they don't feel re-victimized. It's really important that across all sectors, this message comes out very strongly. Another thing that the government of India is doing is supporting a child helpline. All children in school are taught that the number to call is 1098. And if you call this number and you make a complaint, help will be on its way. The helpline then links to partners in the different states, in the different districts, who then send out support for the child who is calling, or even if it's a neighbor or a school teacher who's calling, so that help is provided directly to the child. And this is really an important part of it. If people see in action, they are less motivated to report. It's only when we see that swift action is taken, that the child or the family are not victimized, that the confidence building happens.
In my conversation with the two Indian doctors I mentioned earlier, they also said that there is a correlation between the child rape of girls and the gender bias in the culture and the way females are perceived in the society. Can you talk to me about some of the UNICEF initiatives and programs that hope to address these issues?
UNICEF is strongly committed to promoting equal value of boys and girls. And we also do need to remember that the sexual abuse against children is also against boys. Here, the fact that sexual abuse is an offense, it's a criminal act, we need to keep highlighting that fact. And yes, definitely, the value of the girl child is an important part of that equation. of how girls are treated and how girls are valued in their family and in their communities. We have been working very closely with government, with civil society, and with other UN partners to address the issue of how girls are not as valued as boys. And one of the biggest areas we are working on is that of preventing child marriage. The whole concept that the girl is a burden, that she's not an asset to her natal home, but will ultimately be transferred to her husband's home, it's really important that we're able to change that value system that has evolved. It's important for girls and boys to be seen to be assets to their family, irrespective of their sex, that they get equal opportunities for education, for employment, for mobility, and for becoming an optimal citizen. What I'd like to also add is that some of the places where an even higher role is, say, the education institutions, where teachers and elder students have a huge role to play in promoting awareness, in promoting reports of incidents, and also in a way to create a more caring society. Child sexual abuse is not something which is unique to India. It happens all over the world, in all countries. The important part is wherever it happens, that children are not re-victimized.